fight for. And so, on that flight over, and thankfully there's a happy ending to this story. My mom, she did survive. She actually made a full recovery. She's out,
Amazing.
she's walking, she's working. And as my dad likes to say, we're fortunate that we got the lesson of how fragile life can be without the
Yeah.
consequence, because my mom is still here. So
Yeah.
that was the turning point. And then, but then COVID happened, right? And I think everyone was forced to reconcile with the fact that life really can be flipped upside down in any moment. And then I got laid off from my job 3 months later due to a COVID layoff.
Oh
And
my
so it
gosh.
was sort of this series of events that happened where I felt like so much was out of my control. It really forced me to think about what is within my control, right? Let me
Yeah.
take back my own enthusiasm for life, my conviction for why I want to be here. And that's when I turned to my bucket list. And so, what I realized was that in pursuit of all these sort of vanity metrics, if you will, the career, the money, et cetera, I was neglecting a lot of other things that I wanted to experience.